Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Kia ora. How are you, Penelope?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm excited to dive back into goth this week.
I'm really enjoying it because I like goth.
If anybody has ever met or seen, will not be surprising to them. For anyone who has missed it, we've been doing goth over the last weeks on Fashion.
Yes.
With Susie Sue. We had Dave Vanian last week. Yes. And what are we talking about this week?
Well, we're kind of into the Bat Cave.
Ooh la.
And the band Specimen.
Cool.
So the Bat Cave was first launched in central London in 1982. It was a weekly nightclub at a place called the Gargoyle Club, but was actually, I think originally it was called the Gargoyle Club, but which is actually quite goth.
That is very goth, yeah.
But it ended up, I think the weekly club night actually started when it was called Gossips.
Gossips.
Which actually does match with how the actual club was, the weekly club night. It was run by Ollie Wisdom, the singer, and John Klein, the guitarist of the house band Specimen.
Cool.
Now, what the rule of the Batcave was that no disco or funk was allowed to be played.
Very goth.
Yeah, so it was technically the first alternative kind of like weekly club night. And at this time, goth wasn't a term, so it was like post-punk.
Mm-hmm.
And people kind of went along and they could dress in any way they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no dress code. So they just let anybody in, which I think is actually really awesome because in later days, or certainly, you know, when I was younger, if you went to things, people were looking you up and down, like, oh my God.
Are you dressed right for this party?
Yeah, I remember the first goth ball I went to at the power station and somebody came as Darth Vader, which I think is pretty goth.
That's pretty goth. That's maybe the ultimate goth.
So the Batcave had what is known as kind of like the trad goth or traditional goth look. So people had massive hair, backcombed, pale skin, fishnets and leather, you know, kind of bondage gear, that sort of thing. There was a lot of androgyny. There is an amazing YouTube video called The Batcave 1983, and there's some women on there taking 5 hours to get ready.
Amazing.
And that was definitely something, you know, when you're a teenager, it was quite fun to get ready to go somewhere.
Mm.
And often the getting ready was the better part rather than the destination.
I feel like a lot of people, goth or not, can definitely relate to that.
I
think that's always been part of going out. Having fun getting dressed up is always, you know, big part of the night.
Yeah, totally. What's quite interesting is that people weren't wearing all black either. So they were just kind of like, it was, if you think of New Romantics, I think that's probably the best way of describing the crowd when you look at the the footage. But Johnny Slutt, who was a member of Specimen, he kind of was the one that kind of introduced all black. He had what was known as a death hawk, which was the massive mohawk that's backcombed and then shaved down the sides. The long pieces down under your ears. I don't know if you guys would know that.
I wouldn't have known what it was from the name, but I completely know what it was from your description.
Yeah.
The little bits down the side are very Adam's Family kind of feeling. I've got, you know, what's the cousin in Adam's Family? Even though he's got more hair, that's kind of what it's reminding me of.
Now, Specimen were kind of described as being a glam horror post-punk band. And the lead singer, Ollie Wisdom, kind of looks a bit like Tim Curry. And if you check out the video Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, it kind of like sums up the whole feeling of the Batcave. It's very camp, very androgynous. People are kind of writhing all over each other on stage and singing. The club was frequented by Susie Sue, Nick Cave, The Damned, The Cult, and it actually ended up moving 5 times because the club night just kept getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, wow.
One place that they moved to, I think it was the fourth place, was a club called Heaven, and that's where they filmed Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus for the film The Hunger, which has Susan Sarandon and Bowie in it.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that movie came out in like 1983. It's an amazing vampire movie. It's kind of in the same vein, I should put a pun in there, as Only Lovers Left Alive. And I just love that movie. You know, they showed it recently at the Hollywood, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But by 1985, the Batcave had become almost like a tourist attraction. So people were just kind of going there to have a look at the punters. And so the, you know, the kind of like more famous people stopped going.
Right.
And it ended up going right back to gossips because it had become so small.
It's come full circle.
Yeah. And it was kind of... one of the Bauhaus members, I think it's David Jay, kind of described it as actually being a super fun place.
Mm.
But lots of people thought that they were going to go there and it was going to be this thing where people were going to be really serious. But in actual fact, people were just having a lot of fun. And
awesome.
He remembered a lot of laughter and that sort of thing, which I think is, pretty cool. But
I think that's generally maybe a misinterpretation of goth, is that it's very serious and it's very dour and, you know, people don't have fun. That's against the rules. But as you said, it's camp, it's like flamboyant, it's about experimenting with gender and makeup and all of this stuff. That's kind of the opposite of serious, you know?
Yeah, and bands like Specimen and other bands like Christian Death and Sex Gang Children and Alien Sex Fiend performed there, but a lot of people kind of saw them as being kind of jokey goth.
Right.
And
so there's a fine line between fun and jokes.
Yeah. even though they were serious bands, it's quite interesting though, Specimen were the house band for the Batcave, but they never actually released an album until...
Oh, really?
They actually broke up in 85 when the Batcave finished.
Yeah.
And they released 12 inches and singles, and I think an EP, but never a full album until later on.
Oh, far out.
Which
okay.
was live... sessions at the Batcave.
Right, okay.
So I don't know. I think it would have been a really fun place to go to. Be really cool if,
What was the New Zealand equivalent of the Batcave? Where were the goths going in Aotearoa?
I don't know. I probably was a little bit, I don't know, that maybe they were going to Main Street to see bands. I don't know if there was actually...
A goth club?
Yeah, I remember when I was quite young, there was one called Finger Pop that was at a place called Connections, which was opposite... It was on Albert Street,
right.
And there was a death metal, or like death metal speed band that played. And a texter will be able to like remember.
Do
like
text in 5395.
And I remember lots of goths going there, and I think we used to sit in the car park next door and drink red wine or something.
Nice, that sounds very goth.
But there is. I will do a shameless plug of. Friday the 30th of October at Galatos, there's a dark 80s gig, which is a goth night.
That's going to be fun.
And I've done one before, and I'll be DJing this one along with another couple of DJs. So if you feel like coming along and being friendly and having fun, but dressing up, that'd be really cool to see you.
That sounds awesome. Galatos. And are there tickets on Under the Radar or...?
Yeah, if you look up Dark 80s, I'm not sure if they're on Under the Radar, but if you look up Dark 80s on Facebook, there'll be a link
somewhere. Well, that sounds great. Thank you very much. We are going to play Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. This is, as you said, the 12-inch version.
Yep.
By Specimen, who never put out an album until later in their career.
Yes.
Thank you, Penelope Noir.
Thanks.
Thank you. deceiving, and inside the breach comes with the peace. Is it this of mine you want? Hear this, kiss! Bang, bang.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, that is the 12-inch version by Specimen. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for another fantastic edition of Goth on Fashion.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.